Baal Rishayin Yeshua Gula. And what he said last time was that there are different, we explained last time, there are different stages of the Geula, different levels of how far Klal Yisrael had been oppressed, and each Lashon is pulling you out from one and so on and so forth. So before we had seen the talk about, I mean, the previous Pirush had spoken about the simple Klal Yisrael part of it, the Avodah Avinu Yisrael, and so on and so forth. Now he's going to speak about a different dimension, the levels of the Nefesh in Klal Yisrael, and how the Gula goes with different different parts of it. Void Pirashnu. The Shibud was total. For instance, let's take a simple example he's talking about. Klal Yisrael can be Meshubid in terms of their bodies, they can be Meshubid in terms of Neshama, different areas, different Halakim. Everything is really Murkav from different Halakim. So this is a categorization that he says in many, many places. There is the guf. The nefesh is what we would call person's emotions, drives, passions, etc. And then there is the third, the chibur bein shneihem, which is eich shelo yeh, the tzur that you get when you put together the guf and the nefesh. In some places, he says the third part is what he calls the seichel, which is the neshama, but here he means when you have it together. So for instance, when you have a house, you have the bits and pieces of the house, and then you have the plan, and then you have the house as a house. A house as a house is a lot more than just the pieces and the plan and so on. Kamo abayis remurka michalokov, ve'im eitzim v'avonim, Shem Chalakov, the etzem tzuras habayis u'shlishi. Not sure where the second one got lost here. I just don't know. Maybe something missing here. I don't know. Omnom, dovazeh bifratim. This is true on a prat level. Shekol echad ve'echad yesh b'shloish dvarim. Omnom klal ha'uma Yisraelis yesh b'm inyan revi v'chibur klal biyachad ki yesh b'chlal mashayim b'prat. So let's picture it. In Klal Yisrael, you have each and every single body, physical body in Klal Yisrael. That's one part of it. You also have the chelik, that's the nefesh, the drives, the hopes, the ambitions, so on and so forth. You have the tzuras adam, which is a mizug of both together, or in some places he calls it neshama, in some places he calls it the mizug of tzuras adam, the guf and the nefesh together. And then finally, Klal Yisrael, when the pieces come together, when individuals come together, you get something that's a lot more than any one individual. Just like the guf and the nefesh together, in the interplay between, when we, let's describe it on the lower level. When you have a guf and a neshama together, it's not the pshat you have a neshama, and the guf is sort of an obstacle or burden or some tag along or something. The guf and the neshama have qualities that neither of the two alone have. Even the neshama without a guf doesn't quite have those qualities. Because just like a person, let's give an example, a person who's been perfect all his life is missing the dimensions, certain dimensions of a person who is trying to do good and struggling with a lot of michsholim or nisyonos. It's not just a detraction, but it's really something else. So the tzura of a person is having a guf and nefesh, and the tzura's adam, we have the two working together. We have a guf that's struggling to attain some ideals of the nefesh is different, and klal Yisrael as a klal is greater than any one prat. So you have, on the lowest dag, I guess, it's just a physical, you know, the guf was being drained of its energy, and so on. shubal chayma veguf who noisim masav asavol. It's a civilized Mitzrayim. Sevel means to be able to stand weight. So the thing that holds it is going to be chaymer. Let's, I want to picture it in a different context, just to catch the picture of it. Let's say you have a person who has, you want to distinguish between two people. Both are good people, both are idealistic, both have great, great she'ifas. She'ifas, shkafas, phenomenal. One of them, as soon as it becomes difficult, collapses, and one of them does well. Lamashal, let's say you have two cars. In the sales room, they both look great. They both look very cool and neat and so on and so forth. You take one out, you've driven it 1,000 miles and it begins to krechts. It's done some work and it's not bearing up. It's goof, its material doesn't have the strength to bear something. You take another car, which is a workhorse, and it's very solidly built, there's solidity to it, it can take several a lot. The same thing when you have two people. Both people have the same ideals and hashkafis and she'ifis and all those wonderful things. One of them is a person who has a certain strength, there's substance to the person, and yes, this problem, that problem, the other problem, but he moves. The other one, he just load up some problems and it's gone. So the ability to carry weight is a property of the chaymer of something. Civilized Mitzrayim is something which is most specific to the guf. And that's why he says a chamor is a sabol, noisim masa sabol. Ki kasha guf chazok, u noisim masa gadol. The ability to carry a lot of weight, when you want to put a lot of weight on a train, the question is not how quickly the train is running, it's how strong is it built, how solid is the metal, and so on. Ki kasha nefesh kal vizor is atnua, u muchne zor zmeh avayda. So, when you want to test a person, two things. How far is he willing to go? What are his she'ifas? How what's he striving for? That's a pu'ula of the nefesh. How much can he bear on the road to that? That's a pu'ula of the guf. The guf is also chelik of the nefesh in that sense. It's how much strength you have. And the two don't come together. One person can be a fine person, be able to withstand a lot of stress, but he doesn't have big shifas. He's fine. This is fine. And just as a sort of a maimar muska, when people compare our door with other doors, the shifas, the this, the that, it's a mixed bag. The ability to have greater shifas and bigger musagim and learning and this and that is one dimension of evaluating something. And the second dimension is, and how much weight can you carry? How fast you can go and how much weight you can carry? A horse is built for speed. It has a big nefesh in that sense. It's full of tnua and zrizus, but it's not so good at carrying weight. A donkey has very, very little she'ifa, quote unquote. It doesn't, not interested in anything. You can't get it very excited. It's not going to gallop any place, but it can bear a lot. Those are two different midas. You find somebody who's extremely big zoris, but he can't bear weight. So this is a sort of an illustration. That a big masa is shaykh to guf, and mirus atnua lenefesh. So we have two layers of a personality that could become enslaved. You can dump a lot on the guf, and you can enslave the nefesh. The Kreshe Avoida was both in the quantity and the quality, which expressed itself in where it took its toll. Let's give an example. Let's stress that in a simple Indian. You have a person can be working very hard at a hard job, where it's physically hard, But the person is excited about it, enjoys it, finds rewarding, it is rewarding, and so on, and the person does it with great zrizus. You can also have the person is very depressed about what he's doing, unhappy, doesn't feel a cheshek in it, but the job is not terribly, terribly difficult physically. So you can be meshavit either or both. So keneged shibur aguf ama v'itzeisa semtachal sivlas mitzrayim. Okneged shibur anefesh ama v'itzatos ma v'idosa. Ki hoya koishi ha'avayda imitzar echos avayda. The quality which would affect the nefesh. V'imitzad, oh sorry, he says the guf. V'imitzad kamos avayda. Echos avayda is the guf. Kamos avayda nefesh. They had to accomplish a lot. So what they did was they enslaved our zrizus. They enslaved our ambition. They enslaved all those halakim, and that was a difficult shibud. So this goes back to the point we said yesterday about the geula and so on. A person, my ability to do something, every person sees his accomplishment in what he's doing. Ma malachtecha, ma masecha, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. The person is measured by his pe'ula. The level of accomplishment and the volume of accomplishment together decide the person. So a person is a very big doctor. He helps a lot of people and helps them well, and so on. Those are all accomplishments of the person. When you rob a person of both of them, and then you rob also, then the entirety of the person gets robbed as well. It's not only I'm working hard all day long, and not only does it take away every breath of mine, but none of it is my expression. When people look at it, they say, "Oh, how wonderfully this paro runs his manor. It's well taken care of. It's beautiful, and so on and so forth. It's his. It's not mine." If you'll take a look, so, you know, just the person you can learn from a lot of things. If you take a look in Washington, downtown, not downtown, I guess, I don't know what that part is called, they have, in the memorial for FDR, they have statues of people standing in the soup line. And that's representing the Depression, obviously. What's astounding is, artists, sculpture and art are things that have tremendous power in itself. There's a certain facelessness to the faces. These are beaten people who have no sense of atzmius. And the person, very, very skillfully and very well, sort of, you see it in the faces. The faces lack the sharpness of features and the expression of somebody who still has hope himself, life himself. It's kind of has very blandness to it, it's because when a person feels that his life is not adding up to anything, and it's going no place really quick, and he has nothing of his own and nothing that's accomplished, then it robs the person of his serve as a person, and that's the ga'altias from atzur la'atzur shashlishi, and it's something. It's something that we need to really think about. When we need to be misamik in the tsar of Klaisel that was Bashir Mitzrayim, people always think about the hardship. You know, had to work all day long and slave in the field, and from dawn to dusk, and it's a hot and this and that and the other thing. You know, and we try to picture it. Those people, when we do already have the ability, the ability, we're Mitzayah that way. It's true, but there are also a lot of lawyers that work from dawn to dusk plus. There are soldiers who fight and are very, very powerfully fulfilled people. The real imic of the devastation of you are working an entire life for naught. Nothing is ever happening with you. You will be working 70 years like a dog, and you'll die like a dog, and you had nothing that's you. The overbearing, the crushing of anything that's a person. And if you mizbeina, if a person has his own field, and it produces, but he has to work very hard in it, he complains about the hard work, but the satisfaction. This is what I planted, this grows, this is mine, this is what I built, and so on. But when it's not there, when the person's everything is robbed the person, that's in a certain sense the deepest galus, and that's why geulas mesiachis to that. Like we spoke yesterday about not having a self, not being anything that you can attribute to yourself. So the third layer of the shibud that refers directly to geula refers to this. It's not the physical hardship of endurance. It's not the physical drive that you have to drive at full speed and do things, you know, with the utmost drive. It's the fact that the person himself has become submerged. There's no person there anymore. Shein roish etiatzur b'shus acha al roish emes b'shus atzmo. A person needs to have his own tzur. That's the etzem etzis of a person. Kein etzem nismach la'achar emet ba'atzmoi batzuru hu etzem. Anything in the world that has its own mitzias needs to find its own mitzias. And therefore, it's not... I want to add, when it says, L'moshel by Knan, that there was an Einish, there'd be an Eved Avadim, and so on, Chom and Knan, that meant that he wouldn't be able to have an Atzmias to himself. He doesn't have an Atzmias, and he'll always be Nismach for something else. It's very connected with Amikon, because this is... When we talk about Geulas, so... All the other ones are shades of it. They're variations of it. This is the etzem thing. Now, the fourth dimension. This is one more dimension. We have a hard time relating to Geula in this one. Not because we don't suffer from the Geulas, but because we don't have a tzur of it. We do not exist as a Klal Yisrael, period. There's no such thing as Klal Yisrael. There's Klal Yisrael potential. There is a shadow of it. Most of our issues start when you get a whole bunch of people together. The idea that together we can become something bigger than individual, we don't have a tzur of it. We don't have a melech, we don't have a sanhedrin, we don't have sorry meyah, sorry chamishim, we don't have anything that carries in itself a semblance of it. So you have 1,000 people in one room, they have 1,000 people shouting and yelling and screaming, each one doing his own thing. Yes, in a time of Tzara, Klaisel helps each other, Mikam Klaisel. We see a lot of very nice, wonderful things, but those are never things where you see that the Klal adds up to a much bigger element. Lahav Dalelef Avdolos of Umas Olam, you take a look at Umos like Germans or Japanese, that are very work extremely well as a klal, it many times is at the price of being a yachid. It's because, so if the commander says that you have to kill this baby, well, that's my duty. It's not the pshat you have a million people that have chshivas atzmis, and yet they can form something even higher. You have an ant colony, and there's no mitzias of a yachid, so it produces a lot of things, but it doesn't produce a chash of a klal. The Klal Yisrael's fourth dimension is that the individuals can come, each one with his own tzura can come together and form something bigger. So another way of looking at the four dimensions of Geula is that the different chalakim of what Chaisel is were meshubit, and each one was repressed, oppressed, repressed, and with the gula, it was let out until the crowning achievement is that klal came together as a klal. Matan Torah was given to a klal. There was a formation. Klal had a structure where each yachid, each shevet had his place, and together had a bigger tzur than anyone in particular. Okay, we'll hold.